neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Rabbeinu Ben Ishchai, in beginning of the Sefer Devarim, Parshat Devarim, we learned about the rebuke in quotes that Shabbat Shalom gave Am Yisrael. So the names that Shabbat Shalom made up, such as Be'er Hayarden, Bamidbar, Ba'araba, Mol Suf, these names, actually, there was a made up names. These stations never existed. So one message was that he didn't want to, God forbid, cause embarrassment for Am Yisrael. And Rabbeinu Ishchai offers a remedy for one that decides to come back to Ribono Shel Olam to do Teshuvah. So all these names, Harav learns that is a way to come back to Hashem. So what is Be'er Hayarden? So very soon, as you know, in 2 weeks we have to get up a little bit earlier. We start Selichot. So Selichot starts in 2 weeks. Bezat Hashem, B'Shah Tovah Mustachat. So now, after a month going to the Selichot, so the first half of Rosh Hashanah, what do we do? We do Tashlich. So what is Tashlich? We send all our avonot Bim Sulut Yam. So Harav says, if you want that all your avonot to be thrown in the depth of the sea, as the name Be'er Hayarden resembles, first you have to work on Bamidbar. What is Bamidbar? What does it remind you? Midbar. Midbar means desert, Biaban.
No water.
Right. So what do we learn from Midbar? Harav learns Midbar, it's very identical to Dibur. Midbar, Dibur. What does Dibur mean? Your speech. So now Harav says the first Teshuvah one should work on is on his sound system. What he says, what he talks about, how he does his tefillah, how much Torah he learns, how much sense of Torah comes out of him, what he talks about. So Harav says the first step to send all your avonot Be'er Hayarden in the depth of the sea, you have to work on your dibur. You have to monitor every sound that is coming out of your mouth. You know, sometimes people forget to pay, not Chas V'Shalom intentionally, like when they go shopping. And then when they don't pay, when they want to come out, then they have a buzzer by the door. What the buzzer do?
Alarm.
Yeah, makes a sound. So if you had a buzzer system in our mouth, that would be great. So every word that you're not supposed to say would make a bees. So that means you're not supposed to say this. Right. So the next step is Ba'arava. What does Ba'arava mean? What is Arava? Reminds you?
Eyes.
Lips. That's for Hoshana Rabbanu. So Harav says Ba'arava. So Harav says it's the same letters of Me'urav. Israel, Aravim, Ze, Baze. That means we are tied together. We are responsible for one another. That says Ba'arava means that you should care about another Yehudi. You should be concerned about Yehudi. You should not be selfish. That's what the Arava means. So that means one should work on his Ge'ava, the Chas V'Shalom, he would not feel he's better than others. God forbid, they're nothing. So that's what the Ba'arava means. Then the other stop was Ben Paran uBen Tofel. Paran reminds you of Paran, John? What does Paran reminds you?
Say?
How do you say fruit in English? No, in English. Fruit. Yeah. So how do you say it in Hebrew? Same thing, fruit. Yeah, same thing. Actually, fruit is Hebrew. Fruit, perot. So what is the greatest fruit that one can make in his life?
Babies.
The greatest fruit is?
Kids.
It says pro or lo, that means mitzvot. That means you be able to give fruit that is mitzvot. So it says paran, actually this is mitzvot. And that is pe'er. Pe'er means touch, eftechar. So the crown of Am Yisrael is to do the mitzvot. What is tofel? Tofel? Tofeli, you didn't hear? Tofeli means secondary. Right. They said main and tafel. Main and tafel. Tofeli means it's not the main one. So Rav says, Tofel actually is the Averot, the one always says it's not important. Right, so Tofel, Rav says is Mitzvot, Tofel, these are Averot. What is Lavan? What does Lavan mean?
White.
Lavan means white. White is good or not good? Lavan is good?
No, not that
Laban. Why they call him Laban? So if Laban was not good,
his name was Laban.
So he pretended that he's Laban, but he had a nickname. What was his nickname? Laban Harami. What is Laban Harami means? Laban of Hilegar. He was Ramai. So now here Halav says one should be very careful that it has to be amiti, it has to be emet. He should not pretend that he's Laban. It has to be real. As Gemara says, one should work on himself. It's not an easy attitude, it's not an easy character to toho. Should be keboro. That means whatever he says, it should be the reflex of his inside. But usually we might pretend saying, acting that is not really us. So that's what the attitude of Laban. The Chas v'Shalom should not pretend for whatever that we're not. Chatzerot, what is Chatzerot? Chatzer, what is Chatzar? Chatzer?
Less.
No. Hatzer means, that's sweet. John?
Kambu.
No, Hatzer means Hayat. Hayat Halvat. The other one is the Samer. This is the Tzadi. So Harav says, one should know if he doesn't come to the Shiur and does not give up his Sederim, he's going to be like a Hatzer that is Baragut, is dry. Yavesh.
So,
if he's not going to go to shul. Yeah, it says if he doesn't learn Torah, if he doesn't have, he should have a coach. We all should have a coach to learn in the right way. So if one does not learn Torah, then he's going to be yavesh, dry inside. V'dizahav, what is dizahav? Dizahav. Remember Pesach time, what do we do? They beat up one another. Dayeno. So here Harav says, Dizahav means, Dai Zahav, Basse. Enough Zahav. Because it never ends. Because if you have 100, how much more you want? 1,000. If you have 1,000, how much you want?
10,000.
If you have 10,000, you want? 100,000. If you have 100,000, so he never stops. So here says, Dai Zahav, that means one should reach a level that will be Sameach v'chevro. That whatever Hashem has given him, he has to be happy with it. And then the last part is Mol Suf. What does Mol Suf mean? Mol Suf. What is Suf means?
Suf,
and.
Mod Suf, that means to be able to reach these levels, should have in his mind that after 120 years, they give him a real estate after 120 years. You know how big that is?
They give 2 million.
So this is the real one. The other one is fake. This is a real one. After 120 years, they give you. So now in this space, can you take your car with you?
No.
Your house?
No.
Your bank account?
No.
So Adam says, to be able to do Teshuvah Amiti, should have the Sof Mul in front of your eyes. So whatever that we do in life, you should know Hashem gave us, we were honored, we were merited, but we have to know that this is not the main thing, because it's not going to take it with us, it's not going to come with us, but our intention should be that what Hashem has merited us, to be able to make Kaddishim Shomayim, to help other people, to sanctify the name of Hashem. But it's not the main thing here, that one goes through aggravation, worries, loses sleep. Why? Because he wants more and more and more and more and more. And that's what the more Suf is all about. Hashem is like, you know, to be able to lahashlich on our turn. John?
7 or 6?
The Halab says it's 8 of them.
8 of them?
Yes. So, we can do review later. Koilani Shomote, Halel Kohaleluko, Koilani Shomone Shomo Sheli. Koilani Shomote, Halel Kohaleluko, Koilani Shomone Shomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.